శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీఅద్వైత గదాధర శివాసరి గౌర భక్తవింద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే ముఖాకరోతి వాచాలం పంగులంగయతే గిరింగత్తి పాఠమహంగ వందే శ్రీగురుం దినచారిణం పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యేశ్వరం. As we mentioned this morning, this, and as Maharaj also mentioned, this is Antardweep, the central island of Navadweep Dham. Is Hindi translation somewhere going on? Or radio system. Who has the radio? Raise your hand if you're listening. No, if they're listening, it'll be translated. No? Just curious. Okay, let's just see. So, Lord Brahma also was born on a lotus. And it's also important that here at this place is where Lord Brahma also had realization of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Vrindavan, when Lord Brahma stole the calves and cowherd boys from Lord Krishna and had the Brahma Vimohanam Leela, and after that, Krishna manifested from all of the cowherd boys and calves Vishnu forms with many Brahmas worshipping the Vishnu forms. Then in that, Brahma was very much humbled. After that happened and Brahma was thinking that already half my life is over. You can say midlife crisis. Why am I still committing these kind of offenses? Why have I doing this? Then he got an idea that Lord Chaitanya is coming in the next Kali Yuga. And he is the most merciful form of Krishna. So let me get the mercy from Lord Gauranga. So he came here to the Antardweep and he began to chant the names of Gauranga to invoke Gauranga's presence, to have Gauranga appear to him. So he began to chant, Gauranga! 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 But he was chanting with great separation. He was very eager to see what God, you have to chant with that eagerness to see Lord Chaitanya. Govinda! 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 Lord Gauranga appeared to Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma was overwhelmed to see the beautiful, beautiful, super beautiful form of Lord Gauranga. He had long Vaijayanti mala hanging down, touching his lotus feet. There were bees and bumblebees flying around this garland, drinking the honey. Lord Chaitanya was wearing yellow robes with a sash around his waist. He had a narrow waist like a lion's. His thighs were broad like a bamboo trees. His arms were ajanu lambita bujol. They were reached down to touch his knees. So they are very long. And he are raised. He had tilak on his tulsi neck beads and tilak with the three lions on his neck. He had the tilak on his forehead and all the 12 parts of his body. His mouth was beautiful, smiling gently. There were tears of love pouring from his eyes, which were like lotus flowers and almost reaching to his ears, akarna, lochana. His hair was tied up in a bunch with the flowers in it. When he saw this enchanting form of the Lord, the Brahma fell down and offered his obeisances, and he wanted to get up and offer prayers. When he saw again, he was so overwhelmed. Again he fell down and paid obeisance. Like this he was going up and down. But finally Lord Chaitanya said, My dear Brahma, why you have called me here? Tell me, what is the blessing that you want? You see, when the Lord appears to you, He gives you blessings. One of the Lord's names is Varada. Vara is the blessing and Da is to give. So whenever the Lord will appear to you, He'll probably ask you what blessing you want. You better ask for the right thing. Not like a Christmas wish list to give me a new bicycle, a new... to ask for the right thing. So Lord Brahma, He knew what He wanted. So He told to Lord Chaitanya that I'm already 50 years plus in my life. Brahma also lives 100 years, but by his calculation, we know one of his days is 1,000 yuga cycles. Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali, this 4 yugas times 1,000 is equal to 1 day of Brahma, and the 1 4 yuga cycle is 4,320,000 years. Right? Come here. And so that means 4 billion years is his day, 4 billion years is his night, times 30 days in a month, 12 months in a year, he lives for about 100 years. So he's already lived 50 years. I mean, how long this universe? The universe is half its age. Because when Brahma leaves, the universe is dissolved. Totally. So half my life is gone. I just committed this offense. I stole your cows and calves, calves and cowherd boys. I want the blessing that I can be freed from offenses, the tendency to make offenses against you, that I can develop pure devotion and love for you, and that I can participate in your next pastime, your Gaura Leela. The Lord Chaitanya said the magic words, tatastaha, so be it. How it will happen, he explains. To teach you humility, you'll be born in a Javan family, meat-eating family, non-Hindu family, and you will chant 300,000 names of Krishna every day. That will purify you and give you love for Krishna. And you will be, you'll come before me, but you'll be my associate during my pastimes. And your name will be Haridas. Brahma Haridas Ki! Brahma Haridas Ki! Brahma Haridas Ki! So that happened here, only 5. That happened here 5,000 years ago. Brahma was just here 5,000 years ago. Here you can get the Brahma's lotus dust. But as Brahma Haridas, you can get also in Jagannath Puri at Siddha Bokul, you can also get his foot dust. So because Brahma came and sat here, the island became known as the Antardweep, or the center of the lotus. Just like he's sitting in Satya Loka and the lotus. Why this place is known as Yoga Peet? You've heard of yoga. Any of you heard of yoga? I think you're all yogis. So yoga means to link. So where does the Lord first link or contact with this material world in his Gaura Leela? That happened right under that tree there, right under that neem tree where this house is. The Lord appeared here, so that's the contact point. Pitha means holy place. The Joga Pitha, the place where the Lord contacts from the fourth dimension, and he comes here because he's acting as a devotee. So it appears that he's contacting the earth. Actually, you know, he's always transcendental, but for practical purposes, it looks like he's contacted. Now, before he appeared here, Haridas Thakur and Advaita, they were praying for him to come. At that time, Haridas was living in a place called Fulia, which is south of Shantipur, on the national highway. It's maybe about 8 kilometers towards Calcutta from Shantipur. That's where His Holiness Tamalkrishna Goswami departed from this mortal world in the domain of Fulia. So Haridas Thakur would go and see Advaita Gosai regularly. So at that time, Advaita Gosami, he was looking in Navadvip, and he was very frustrated. He said, these people, that time, this was a very religious place. That doesn't mean it was a very Krishna conscious place. Sometimes people do religion, but they are not God conscious. They do religion because they want to show off, or they are just doing it because they want to get some good karma, some punya, not because they really want to please Krishna. Krishna consciousness means sang-siddhin hari-toshanam. We want to satisfy Hari. We want to please Lord Krishna. But some people do religion because they want to please themselves, so they worship the Lord, so that they get their desires fulfilled. I mean, most people, that's what they do religion for. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Do religion, get money, with money buy sense gratification. Then finally, when you're frustrated, think about renouncing at the end, if that day ever happens. So here in Navadvip, there was worship of so many devas and devis. There was different kinds of religious ceremonies. But this idea of pure bhakti was very, very hidden. Only very few pure devotees were there. So Advaita, he felt helpless. How can I deliver these people? Only the Lord, he can come and give his love to them. Krishna, if he comes, then it will be very successful. So then he prayed. He decided, if my name is Advaita, then I am not different from the Lord. Then if I ask the Lord to come, he has to come. So, I don't know if you're planning to go to Shantipur. You are. So like this, I won't give so many details then, but then he did the further details you can hear when you go there, but he did the praying there. Because here you were seeing in Navadvip, the people, like, say somebody, one very nice religious ceremony is to marry your daughter. Kanyadan. So somebody would have a fabulous marriage ceremony, give their daughter in marriage, then some other richer person would make a more elaborate marriage ceremony, and then defeat the other person. So then he became very jealous. I want to get back. I want to have a bigger wedding ceremony, but he had no more daughters. So then he decided that he would marry a female dog to a male dog. There is no such Vedic ceremony. Or sometime they would marry a deity of Shiva and Parvati. That was at least a little elevated. But the dogs, cats, toys, anything just to have an excuse for a big feast, big ceremony. But because people were religious, it was, now they just have parties. But then at least they would have religious parties. But it was a party. It wasn't really God-centered. Only in form it was something to do with religion. At least they were a little better than we are today in one sense. But I'm saying in the outside society where people do this materialistic, at least was the superficial connection. But Advaita, he wasn't happy with that. He wanted to let the people all be Krishna conscious. So he prayed. And this way the Lord agreed to come. So when Lord Chaitanya was in the womb of Mother Sachi, here in the, in this place, everything started to change. Actually, Jagannath Misra was a poor Brahmin. And it wasn't expected. He was already older. His wife had had many miscarriages, lost many daughters. Then suddenly he was blessed with one boy, Viswarupa. And after some years, then it appeared that she conceived and was carrying a new baby. Actually, Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that Krishna entered into the heart, the mind and heart of Jagannath Misra, and then transferred over to the heart of Mother Sachi, and then took shelter in the womb. That it was an immaculate conception. It was a spiritual transfer. And in this way, Mother Sachi was carrying the Supreme Lord. So wherever the Supreme Lord is, wherever Vishnu is, Lakshmi is there. So suddenly the family became blessed with so much Lakshmi. People start coming up and handing money to Jagannath Misra. He was surprised. He's getting so many donations even without asking. And Mother Sachi, she was in her house, but she would sometimes see celestial beings looking at her, offering prayers. She'd get frightened and think maybe they're ghosts or something. Start chant, Namaste Narasimhaya, Namaste Narasimhaya, to fend off any evil spirits. So like this, some of the devas, they came and they prayed to Lord Chaitanya in the womb. My dear Gauranga, you are the Parama Karuna. You are the Supreme Merciful. You are the crown jewel of all the incarnations of the Lord. You are the most merciful form of Krishna. You appear in your different incarnations like Matsya, Kurma, Baraha, Narasingha, and you save your devotees and you give them moksha. But very hard to get prema from you, love from you in this incarnation. Only as Krishna you give your love. But even as Krishna you don't give to everyone. So many demons were annihilated. Only those devotees that surrendered to you, you gave them mercy. But we hear that in this incarnation, as Govinda, you are giving mercy freely. Papi tapi jato chilo hari nama udari lok. Tasaki jagai madaire. All the sinful people you deliver. So we are your devotees. Coming from Swarga. Coming from heavenly planets. We want your mercy. We don't want material blessing. We get enough of that in Swarga already. Actually there we only have two problems. One of the problems is demons attacking any time, trying to capture the Swarga Loka. Hiranyakashipu, Ravan, Kamsa, so many were there attacking the devas. So they're living always in this apprehension when they have to go and fight for their lives to protect the heavenly kingdom. That's one danger, one problem. The other problem, too much sense gratification. So much sense gratification that we forget. They told Lord Chaitanya to serve you in pure devotion. We get cheated by Maya into thinking that this temporary enjoyment is real. And we're missing out on pure devotion. So we want to be saved from this. We want your mercy that we can get pure love for your lotus feet. So actually, many devas came and joined the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. Brihaspati and others, of course Lord Brahma himself. So others also, they came and participated. I don't know how many of you have descended from Swarga Loka. You may know amongst you someone's very good qualities. Spontaneously they came forward. So somehow we don't know who people were in their previous, what they were in their previous lives. So this kind of things were going on. It was a daily situation. Preparing for the advent of the Lord. So I'll leave the advent to be described by His Holiness Para Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj. I had to go to the government office and report. They called me and I'll, in Krishnanagar, I'll go and I'll come back. Hopefully they'll still be here. If not, then more tomorrow. But this is the Yoga Pit. This is the island of Atma Nivedanam. And this is Antardweep. So hope here. Also one, this thing I wanted to mention to you, that behind this temple, there's a Shiva Linga. How many noticed? Okay, so there's a Shiva Linga there. That Shiva Linga is known as Kshetrapal, or Kshetrapal in Hindi. Sanskrit. In Bengali we say Kshetrapal. And he is the protector for the Dham. He has another name called Bridashib. And if you want to go deep, enter into the spiritual realization of Navadip Dham, You need to ask Him for blessings and get His mercy. Because He's protecting the people that want to come here for other reasons than pure bhakti. They don't get into the esoteric realization of the Dhamma. They stay on the crust and just float above the whole thing, missing out on the real nectar. How many of you want to get the deep nectar? Enter deep into the Holy Dhamma. Now when he is a devotee, Shiva is a devotee, we offer obeisances to Shiva with our right side and to Vishnu with the left side. And under ideal circumstances, Guru is straight ahead. That's the scriptural injunction. Now there's a protectress of the Holy Dhamma, and she is known as Puramaya. And she has a temple in Navadvipa, which you're going to visit one of these days. So this is Devi and Shiva. They do service for the Dham to protect. Says Vaishnava and Vaishnavi, we pray to them for their blessing via Krishna Bhakti. There's a prayer there written in Bengali. O Chaturpashi, please have your mercy on me that I can have Krishna Bhakti. So the prasadam from Lord Chaitanya and Krishna is offered to Shiva. He's worshipped here as a Vaishnava. That's the system. So when you go around, you can ask for a blessing. Also, you can explain what these deities here. Here's the, on the main altar, you saw there's the Radha, Govinda, and Lord Chaitanya. In the center is Lord Chaitanya, Vishnu Priya, and Lakshmi Priya. In our right is Panchatattva in Kirtan mode. Here's Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra with baby Nimai. Behind is Ketrapal Shiv. Then behind here there's Gaur Gadadhar deities, which were worshipped by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then you go around and there's also Lakshmi Narasimha Devi. These are the main deities here. In the front there's the Bachan Kutir of one businessman who gave everything he had to the last paisa for building this temple, and he became a Babaji. He became known as Saki Chan Das Babaji. Two Babaji disciples, Bhakti Siddhanta Zai Thakur had. So he won. This other temples of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Prabhupada didn't like that position. He thought Bhakti Vinod Thakur deserved not to be by the gateway, but should have been in a more exalted position. But that's even that's Bhakti Vinod Thakur. That's who the deity is here. This is a holy lake. They take the deities and have deity functions. So thank you very much. I'm handing over now to His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Swami.